Okay, we're going to stay on the air, and we're going to cover the story as we go along then, obviously. It's coming up to 20 to 11. It's BBC Radio Merseyside. Thanks very much, Jojo and Sadia, for your insights, as it were, so far. What we do know is that there's a, as yet, unexplained line of red light shining into the sky. But really, we'd love to know more about it. So you guys, you can be our eyes and ears tonight. Go out there, have a look, get in touch with the show, and send us some information on 0151 709 9333. I mean, is it affecting your pets? Perhaps the birds are acting a bit strange. I don't know. Is it currently blinking? Could it be sending off a signal perhaps to someone else up there? Maybe in Morse code. Well, let's go back to Sadia. Sadia, is this light blinking?
The light? No, not that I'm aware of.
No, it's not sending a Morse code message or anything then?
No, it's just a red light.
Well, maybe it's emitting a sound. Is it emitting any kind of noise? We're quite a way away from here. Jojo didn't really hear anything from here.
No sound, but there's a couple here who've been out here for quite a while, and they've seen... Shall I put them over to you, OK?
Yeah, what are the names?
What's your names?
Courtney Malloy and V. McDonald.
Okay, yeah, put them on, Sadia. Hello, is that Courtney?
Hi, yes, Courtney.
Courtney, obviously you'd usually have a chat with someone before you go on air, but because we wanted to hear what you have to say quite quickly, we're just going to chat. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, don't worry.
Okay, great. So, Courtney, tell us what's going on there.
Right, well, basically, me and Dee and our mates, Abby and Claire, we were only going to come out for a bit, like, but then Abby got this big text about some red light. So anyway, we got here. Abby and Claire wanted to go down and see it more, but me and Dee just didn't fancy it, to be honest. It freaked us out. But anyway, now they're there. We're here. We can't find them anywhere. Would you be able to make an announcement on the radio just to get them back here? We're dead worried.
Well, have you tried ringing them?
Yeah, but the phones are off, and the phones are never off. You know what I mean? Me and Dee are going to wait up here for a bit, but we might have to go down and brave it soon if we can't find them. Oh, my God. Dee, look at that guy.
Look at what?
He's bleeding.
Courtney.
Mate, are you okay?
Hello, can you give the phone back to Sadia now?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Courtney, did you say that there's somebody bleeding there?
There's somebody bleeding in front of me.
Right, well, go and see if he's okay, Courtney, and then tell Sadia and she'll tell us, okay?
Oh, thank God. Oh, no. He's only got red ivy on him or something.
Right, ivy. Okay. Well, listen, Courtney, what are your friends' surnames?
Oh, sorry. Abby Bradbury and Claire Robinson.
Okay, Abby Bradbury and Claire Robinson. Right, we'll give a shout out to those two now. Abby and Claire, if you're listening, get in touch with your friends just to let them know you're okay.
Late?
Okay, you can call us here on 0151 709 9333 and we'll put you in touch with your friends.
Lee?
Yeah, Sadia, hello.
So, as you've heard, there's a bit of confusion out here about people who've actually gone down to investigate the light and are now somehow not answering the phones. Whether it's some effect of the light, it's too early to say. But I'm going to talk to a few more people. But Courtney and Dee are now very concerned for their friends. I'll be back to you soon.
Okay, well, we'll be back with Sadia in a minute. Let's just get a new perspective on it now. Here's Roger. You all know Roger. He's a BBC Radio Merseyside presenter, and he's on the line now. Roger.
Hi. Hi, Lee. Bit of a worry, this, isn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, it is, Roger. But, I mean, it's good to talk to you. So, Roger, what can you tell us?
Not a lot, to be quite honest. I've spoken to a few people who I'd usually expect to know everything about what everything goes on here. What they're telling me is they're not telling me anything at all. Mm. They don't really know.
So there's no news at your end at all, then?
No, it's been hard to track down a few of them. There seems to be a lot of folks out of town tonight, but I think they are listening in to you, Lee, to find out the news. I think, you know, getting the public to call in with what they've seen is a good idea right now. Mm. And Sadia's doing a really great job down there.
Yeah, absolutely. They can call in on 0151 709 9333.